one person, Shoyim Achuyah B'Yaisai, a very ugly person, another Jew, but he met another person who was very ugly. Is Amalai, so the ugly person said to Rebbe Elazar, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, gave him Shalom Aleichem, how are you Rebbe? Rebbe Elazar didn't answer him back, like he was so high, he didn't want to look at this ugly person. Is Amalai, he said back to this person, Reka, like empty person, Kama Mechuyah Roysoi Hish, how ugly you are. Shema may be kol b'nei ircha mechuroron k'moyscha. Maybe everybody in your city is also so ugly. Like, how could you be so ugly? Like, Machmas says, Dikshat, he said such a thing like this. Is Amaloi, so the person answered back, by saying he was a chacham, he was a smart person. Amaloi said back to him like this. Any day, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how my city is. But you should know. Leich ve'emolum en shasani. I see you have complaints about how I look. Go talk to the person that made me. You have kindness upon me. Go to the Eibishter. Tell the Eibishter, how can you make such a person like this? Kama mechuyah kli zeh shasisa. How ugly this person is that you made. Like, go back to the Eibishter. Go complain to the person that made me. Is kivan shiyod the batz mishachota. So Reb Leza realized that he did a chet. Now, by say he did it because it was a big shot at that time. He was dying to gas along. But now he realized that he did a chet. It wasn't nice what he said. The thought up was from the guy took the time and answered back very good. It's not his fault. He was born that way. Hashem made me. Have tainas on Hashem. He can't have tainas on Hashem. So he realized that he did a chet. Is Yored Menachmor, Reb Leza right away got off his donkey. The nishtach lefonav, he bowed down in front of him. The yomalon, he said to him, na nice, like, please be nice to me. Na nice lecho, mecholi, like, please forgive me. I want to humble myself to you. I want to be nice to you. Please forgive me. Like, I realize I did something wrong. Please forgive me. Is omaloi, the person said back, eini mecholi, I won't forgive you. Until you go back to the master that created me. The Omaloy and tell him, Kama Mechuya Klizesh Rasisi. He was angry at him. You go back to the Eibishter and complain to the Eibishter, how come he made such an ugly person like me? Is Metaya Lachros, Reb Leza kept on following the person, he still wanted to ask him for Mechila, Shegil Iroi, until he came into the city. Is Yotzeb, when he came into the city, Yotzeb Bnei Iroi Likrosoi, the whole city came to in front of Reb Leza. For Yoimim Lod, he said to Reb Leza, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Rebbe Meiri, like Shalom Alecha Rebbe, you're our Rebbe, Meiri, teach us. Is Omalahem, so this ugly person said, Lemiyatim Kerem Rebbe. He told the people, who are you calling Rebbe? Omaloi, so the people said back to this person, Lezesh Matal Lach Recha, to Reb Leza that's in back of you. He's a big Rebbe, a big Talmud Chochem, we learned a lot from him, we're calling him Rebbe. Is Omalahem, so the ugly person said, Am there Rebbe? If this is your Rebbe you learn from, Al Yirbul Kamais of Yisrael, there shouldn't be so many Rebbes like Dan Klal Yisrael. Is Ormulus, the people of the city said, what happened there? Why not? Mifneima, why not? He's a great big Talmud Chacham. So Ormulus, the ugly person, told everybody, Kach v'kach osali. This is what the big Rebbe Lezer did to me. Is Ormulus, the people in the city still said, Vices, they had respect for Rebbe Lezer before. He was a big Talmud Chacham. They learned a lot from him. And they said back to him, Afal Pekein, Mecholoi. Still you should forgive Rebbe Lezer. Shodim Godo Ba'atayru is the big Talmud Chacham. So still you should forgive him. Is Omelhem, so now the ugly person said, you should know, Dishvilchem Hareini Mecholoi. Because of you, I see everybody in the city, it means so much to you, Rebbe Lezer, so I'll listen to you and I'll forgive him. Because of you, the people of the city. Avobovach La'yerogolasif came. But providing it shouldn't happen again. Be careful not to have this gasas ruach. Don't ever feel high again to go talk such lashonis. Is miyad right away. How this person let us say it, you mean? Could be. But me the gisa could be the lashmo that to learn it out from. You right. If he had to do it, I'm not sure. You're right. It's a shayla. I'm not sure. It doesn't say who the person was. It doesn't say like he did right. And it's not, you're right. The Chur, what he did now, the Chur didn't have a right to do this either. The Chur is being Mavaza. Right, but still you don't have a right to do it. The Chur right. Is Miyad right away, Nichnas Rebbe Lezer ben Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Lezer point out, the Dorosh in his set of Drosha, that L'Olam Yayodam Rach Kakona. A person should always be humble, gentle, like a corner, like your readers. V'yal Yehei Kosha Keres, and don't be hard and stiff, like a cedar tree is. Olafika, therefore, Zocha Kona Litole Meno Kulmus. Since this Kona, this reed, is a humble thing, it's a gentle thing, it's not high, it can't be a big shot, it's very low, is therefore it was zoicha that from the corner you could make a pen, little amen of kulmas to make a pen out of it, lichter by sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzas. That from the posh of the corner, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes humble people. So he took a humble thing that the Torah should be written with. We write the Torah with a corner, with a kulmas, a pen that comes from a corner. That's what you write your Torah, tefillin mezuzas with. So what you're asking Tais really is the kasha. Top Tais says, Mesechta Derech Heretz Meforish, to Yoisei Odom, Hainu Eliyahu Anovi. This was Eliyahu Anovi, this person. Well, Lotoiv Neskaven, the whole Maisa was Lotoiv, Kadesh Lo Yerogel B'Dover, it shouldn't happen again. So yes, when I spoke Lashnora, Mashma Eliyahu Anovi knew by saying, you have to say it was a heti, you had a right to do it then, Abada. If he's doing the Tzara Toiv, I'm not to make him do Tshuvam, then it's Mutter to do it. Like it wasn't said here about Lashnora, it was said to make him Machs Lotoiv. And that was why I said the only way he could do it, it was mutter. Right. V'chein ir sheyesh bo dever amapolis. If in a city there's a plague, or else the strong winds come to break down houses and walls, you have to start fasting right away, and you have to be masri and blow the shofar right away. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'apolis shomru. That's how we say the wind comes and breaks things down. It means brios. We're talking about nice and strong and healthy, a strong wall it breaks down. And not that it breaks down a weak wall. If the wind comes and breaks down a weak wall, that's nothing. That's not to start fasting. And that's normal. You had a wall that's shaking, that's weak already. Pshit, the wind will break it down. Shainam ruya sleeper. It has to be something that's not ruya to fall down. Veloya ruya sleeper. And not something that's a omid, that's a ruya, that should fall down. Kura means the same thing again. Not a weak wall that should fall down normally. For that, you don't have to fast. Only if a wall or a house that should not have fallen down, and the wind came, a strong wind, a hurricane came and threw it down, for that you have to start fasting. So Murray asks, Hai niyo b'riyos, hai niyo shenu riyos lipo. L'chur, you're saying over the same thing twice. That same thing, b'riyos, means that strong walls, strong houses. And it's the same thing like you're saying a second time, that shenu riyos lipo. It's not something that should cave in. It's the same thing. A strong house should not cave in. And hai niyo riyos, and you mean to say you don't have to fast if a weak wall falls down. That's called ruyas, a weak wall. And hainiya ruyas, lipo, the same thing. That a house that's roy, that should fall down, and mikhur means the same thing. A weak house is two things. It's weak, and it should fall down. So you're saying the same thing over twice. So why does the price say it in two stages? Like, it has to be strong and not weak. And it has to be not able to fall down, and not something that is able to fall down. It's the same thing. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, let's say it falls down because something is very tall. That's why it falls down. So Rashi says, Latricha, Hodi Tani Sheinim Ruyas, it's not weak, or Ruyas Lipol, and it's Roy to fall down, and it's going to Koy Yagudud Nahara, Al Svasanor, something that's standing by the banks of the river. Shavu Pishabri, even though it's strong, of a Ruyah Lipol, it's fit to fall down. Shamayim apilonoi soy. Shemekalklin es akankar v'sechakin es yisoyit. Or the next thing the Gemara says, Inami, that's the second shot. Inami the Gemara says, the kaimu agudud in the horon. If you have a building, a nice strong wall, that's standing by the bank of the river. So in such a case, it's a strong and healthy wall. It's a strong and healthy house. Still, if it caves in by the ocean, by the river, you won't have to start fasting. Because such a house and wall is roy, you're supposed to be fall down. That since the water is said to come there, and it ruins the foundation of it, it's aimed to fall down. The same thing Gavoya, the more before said, means a house is very tall. So even though it's a strong house, a strong tower, but it's normal that winds can come and break it down. So if such a thing happens that a tall building falls down, for that you won't have to fast. You only have to fast if a house that should have stood up. It's a normal sized house and a normal foundation, no water, it should have stayed up. And now a hurricane comes and knocks it down, for that you have to start fasting and be masriya right away. Markiyahi Ashisuruya. There was once a weak wall, Tehevi ben Adori. That used to be in the city of Adori, there was one wall that was very weak. Tulehevi Cholef Rav Ushmul Tusei. Rav and Shmuel that lived in Adori never used to walk near that wall. Afagav the kaim of the Aswa Tlaisi Shonin. Even though it stood up for 13 years already, still they never walked by it. It was a wall that was weak, that's possible to cave in. You're not supposed to go near such a wall. Yom Echad, it once happened, Ikloi Rav Ada Bar Avel Hosam. Rav Ada Bar Avel came to visit Nadoi. Is Omalei Shmuel Rav. So now Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi Mar Nekev. Let's take Rav Ada Bar Avel and we'll walk together through this, near this wall. Like, I'm not afraid to walk through, near the wall. Is Omalei Loitzrit, no, forget. Is Omalei Shmuel. Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi Mar Nekev. Let's go around the wall. In other words, don't go near the wall. Make a turn, don't go near the wall. Just like all these last 13 years, we never walked near this wall. We're afraid maybe it'll cave on us. So now also, Nekev, go make a turn, let's go around it. Or Malay, so Rav said back, Leitzerichna, no, today we don't have to go around the wall. Leitzerichnidna, today not. Deika Rav Ada Bar Ava Bahadon. Because today we have a Nisadik Rav Ada Bar Ava with us. Denofus Chusei. He's a big tzaddik, he has a lot of chusim, a lot of merits he has. And I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid the wall would cave in. So therefore today, Rav says, we're allowed to walk straight near the wall. We don't have to be afraid the wall would cave in. B'schus Rav Adam Rav, for sure the wall would not cave in. Is Rav Huna heavy let you? That was a maisa. That was one story. Yeah. Well, some say that they didn't do right. Rav Huna Hevele Yuchamra. Rav Huna had some wine. To have a base aruya. He had it stored away a long time in a house. That the house became weak, and it's possible the house would cave in. So mainly he didn't want to leave his wine there anymore. He's afraid maybe the house would cave in and break the wine. So he wanted to do is get the wine out. He wanted to empty out the wine from that house. But Rav Huna himself was afraid to go into the house now. Because maybe the house would cave in while he's taking out the wine. So what did he do? Ayilah Rav Ada Bar Ava L'Hosam. He invited Rav Ada Bar Ava to come in. Like, he didn't tell him it was a weak house. He told him, hey, you want to see all the wine I have? Come inside, I'll show you my wine. So he invited Rav Ada Bar Ava into the room. Is Moshe B'Shmait. And he started to talk to him and learning there. And he kept him talking and learning Ad Panya until he cleaned out all his wine. So while Rav Ada Bar Ava was talking and learning in the room, this room that's about to cave in, he was busy getting out his wine first. Boss of the Norfolk, yesterday got his wine out. So he told about Rav Ada Bar Ava, let's get out of here. It may cave in soon. It's Norfolk base, that's what happened, Taka. As soon as they walked out of the room now, the room caved in. Is Agish Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava now realized what happened. He realized that you brought me in here just in order that the room should stay up. To get your wine out, and you used me to my chusim to keep it going. So Ikpid got angry at him. Rav Ada Bar Ava didn't like it. Is Sova law, because Rav Ada Bar Ava holds ki ho di omer Rav Yanai, the way Rav Yanai says that loilom al yamid odem mokum sakonam. A person is not allowed to go stand near a mokum sakonam, a place that maybe something danger may happen to you. You're not supposed to go there. The yomer and you'll stand say to yourself. I'm a big tzaddik. Hashem will do a nice miracle. For sure, it won't cave down. You're not supposed to say that. Hashem, first of all, ain't oisim le nice. Maybe Hashem doesn't want to do the nice for you. You can't rely on isim. You're not supposed to rely on isim. The intent to lay oisim le nice, even if you want to say yes, Hashem will do the nice for you. He will keep you alive. But you should know you're losing out on the deal. Menachin loy mischuyesim. Menashemayim, they're going to take away from your books your credits. In other words, you have to use out credits. For it has to be done to you. So to use out the credits, not kedai. So you're better off not going near a mokum sakona, not the nation should have to be done, not to have to use out yischusim. And Omer Rav Chana, my crow, where's the pasuk like this? That if Hashem does do a nest to you, you have to feel bad because you used up all yischusim. The pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, katonti mikol hachasodim, or mikol emes. Like I feel now I'm cutting, I'm young, I'm cutting, I lost all my schusim. Since you Hashem saved me now, so I lost out all my schusim. So because the nest happened to me, therefore I lost all my schusim. So therefore a person is not supposed to rely on his schusim, you're using them up. Mara says, my heavy yulz of the Rav Ada Bar Ava. What was the greatness about Rav Ada Bar Ava? Like the last two maises here, Mashmi was a very big tzaddik, he had a lot of schusim. And like the people knew that if he's around, for sure, nothing, no tragic would happen. For sure, the house won't cave in. How do we know that? What was so great about Rav Ada Bar Ava? The Gemara says, Ki hod yitma, like we learned, that Sholo Talmidev as Reb Zeira, V'yamrilo Rav Ada Bar Ava. That's what it should be geared from. Sholo Talmidev Rav Ada Bar Ava. His Talmidim asked him, they asked him directly to the Rebbe Rav Ada Bar Ava. B'ma harach to yomin. With what chus did you have to have a long life? Like what was this chusim you have? Is Omelem, he said like this, miyomai from a whole lifetime, lo hikafti b'tech beisi. I never got angry in my house. I wasn't a kaftun. Yeah. V'loi tzareti b'fnei mi shegodim imeni. I never walked in front of someone that's greater than me. I always gave him respect. Let him go first. V'loi hirarti b'mavoyah samtanofis. I didn't think in learning in a place that you're not allowed to. In a movie in the street that has shmutz there, has dirt there, has soya there that you're not allowed to learn, I didn't learn. That's called giving respect to the Torah. Kavod HaTorah is not to learn the Torah, it's also to learn the Torah in a makom where it's shmutz. B'loi halachti da'odamus b'loi Torah. I never walked in the streets of Chal four amas without learning Torah, thinking and learning, merdik. Oh, b'loi tefillin, I never walked without da'odamus without wearing tefillin. B'loi yoshantim b'yis ha'medr, I never fell asleep in shul. B'loi shinas kval, b'loi shinas arvai. Not a deep sleep, but not an arvai, temporary sleep. B'loi shashti b'takolis chaveri. If somebody ever got embarrassed, I never felt happy about it. I was never happy about the embarrassment of my friends. V'loi kerosi lechaveri v'hachinoisai. I never called my friend a nickname. Shashi shemechanis loy b'nayodim goin shem levoy. If somebody gave him a nickname, he never used a nickname. V'yamrlo, some say, v'hachinoisai. V'ha-ni-choisai. So Rashi doesn't mean, k'moy nechinas avos. Yeah. So then the side the Aruch says it means not only he didn't give a nickname to his friend, but even if somebody else gave a nickname to his friend, he never used that name either. Like he never used a nickname to call his friend that's not Bezoyan. You have to use a nice name, you have to use your friend's name, not a nickname. Omale Rav Rafras Ba Papa. So Rav is said to Rafras Ba Papa. Leimulon Mar Mahani Milam Al Yisodev Yovid Rav Huna. Everybody's talking about nice him now. Tell me another story, a big story that happened with Rav Huna. Tell me something chashuv about Rav Huna. Is Amalei, so he answered back, v'inekusa lo dechuna. Something that happened when he was young, I don't remember. Alebesivusa, when he was old, Rav Huna was old, dechuna, I remember a story of mice about Rav Huna. So called Yoyma Diba, every day used to get cloudy, have a maskin lead, used to take him out, v'gehurka dadahava, like in a golden chair, used to carry him out, v'sayurlo lekule mos, and used to check out the whole city. The cholashisa to have his risa. Anytime he saw a wall that was weak, that was danger, is heavy sosula, he would break down the wall. If the person was rich, lamara vonila. If the owner himself could build it up again, he let the owner build it up. The loy, if the owner was poor and couldn't afford to build it up, he lay efshar vonila iyum diday. He himself spent his own money to build up this broken wall that he broke down. That was one thing he did. The whole panya, the Mali Shabbat, every Erev Shabbos, every Friday, have a mishadish luchu l'shuka. He would send a messenger to the shuk, to the marketplace. The whole yarka, there would be payishlu, like near the end of the day, if there was any vegetables left over in the marketplace, is partial l'ginoi that the farmers have to sell. Zovenle, he would tell his messenger, go and buy. If there were 10 pounds of potatoes left over, he would tell his messenger, you buy these 10 pounds of potatoes. And what do you do with it? V'shod the lead in the horror and throw it into the river. That's what he told the messenger to do. For the Gemara Kasha, why? How come he didn't give it to the Neim? Instead of wasting the food, why did he throw it into the river? He should have given it to the Neim at least. So Gemara says, Zimna de Samcha datayu, v'lo yosei lemizvin. That he was afraid if he started to give it to the Neim, that the Neim will be Samech Das, rely on him, and man, they won't come to buy and make money themselves, and they didn't want that to happen. Rashi says, Samcha Daito, Shenesamchim Aniim Loisa Yerek Vemrim, and other Tzvichel Niklois, that the Neim will always, on Friday, will always rely to wait at the end of the day, and get the leftover vegetables that are by the marketplace. Now, Veshem Lo Yishtayesh Shonklum, maybe one Friday all the vegetables will be eaten up, will be sold already. And these Anim then won't have what to eat. So therefore, Rav Huna didn't want to give this leftover vegetables to the Anim.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Sounds like we'll soon see the reason why Rav Huna really did this. Rav Huna really did this was because he wanted to make sure that if there'll be leftover vegetables in the marketplace, so next Friday the farmers won't bring so much vegetables. They feel that I'm not going to sell so much. And maybe next Friday, punk, the Jews will need more vegetables. So Huna wanted to make it good for the Jews that even though there's leftover vegetables, he would buy it all out. So the farmers next week for sure will bring exact same amount of vegetables, if not even more. So now we have these leftover vegetables that he bought. Question, what should he do with it? So it says he threw it into the river. So first the kashri is, why did you do that for? Why don't you give it to the Aniyim? So Terah says he didn't want the Aniyim to rely on him. He was afraid the Aniyim then from now on every Friday would not buy any vegetables earlier. They'll wait till the end of the day to receive Rav Huna's leftover vegetables. And sometimes there won't be any more vegetables left over at the end of the day, and they won't have. So therefore, he didn't want to give it to the Aniyim. So Mara says, good, for the Shtayel of Haima, why don't you give it to the animals at least? Like, why waste it? Give it to animals at least. So Mara says, Kesav Rav Huna holds, my chalodam, food that's fit for a person to eat, a machin lebeima, it's not nice to give it to an animal. Rashi says, Mishum bizui eichlin, you're embarrassing the food. Hashem gave you nice fruit to eat. He gave you a nice orange, a nice pear. It's not nice to take the pear from the orange and give it to an animal to eat. It's like taking away. You're not being makatov, thanking Hashem for what He gave you. Inami Rashi says, Mishum nechasa teru mancha Yisrael. Zorg lenor v'okhlu makam acher, umetzin oisim neyodim yichlu moistan kach shemati. Rashi, another pshat is that he didn't want to give it to the animals means what he do with it, he threw it into the river. But it didn't get lost in the river. It went down the river, and the next town, the next place, the people caught it and they ate it. So he would rather that the Nayadim should eat it rather than just letting the animals eat it. So that's why he didn't give it to the animals. Fred Gemara, good. Well, it's been a cloud, so if you don't want to give it to anybody, what do you buy it for? Stomp to buy it to throw it away as a mishigas. Why did Ravuna buy these extra pears altogether? And the Gemara Nim says Ma'ashina Lasad Lavoi. He wanted to make sure that Lasad Lavoi, like next Friday, there'll be enough fruits. Like if the farmers saw that this Friday they didn't sell too much, they had a lot left over, so next Friday they'll bring less to the market, like we said, they'll bring less to the marketplace. And maybe there won't be enough for the Jews to buy. So in order to make sure that the farmers will still bring all their fruits to the marketplace, he bought off all the fruits. When somebody got sick and he knew a medicine for it, have a mole kuza de mayu, he'd fill up a jar full of water, but tolalay the safe of the basin, like hang it outside. In other words, if he knew a medicine, a cure for a disease, he wouldn't hold it back and like charge money for it, but he would make up the medicine and put it outside his door. Whoever wants to come and take it. The Yomarini say, called the boy lace of Lishka, whoever has the sick and needs medicine, come and take it. Nika the army, some say, Milsa the Shifta heavy, Gomer. The sickness of Shifta, Rashi says, Milsa Shifta, Minik Shadim. It was a man with Shadim, Shemazik and Lemisha Yechel. People would eat the Yangam Leto Yodav. People that would eat without washing the hands, the Shade Shifta would come and hurt you. Kazel the Yuma, Omer Bai Mishim Shifta. That's the Indian to wash Negobas like in the morning. So he says, Nika the army, Milsa the Shifta heavy, Gomer. Like he knew how to fight this Mazik that comes and harms you. So he made the cure, like a glass, so he had to do with water. He filled up the jar full of water. And he filled it up. And he said, whoever needs this medicine, this cure, to fight the mazikin, come in and take it. And you shouldn't get hurt from the mazik. That's the second thing he did. Whenever he would eat food, eat bread, have a posach levove, he would open up his door, the yomer, and he would say, kol man ditzorach, whoever is hungry and wants to eat now, is leisev leichel, come in and eat with me. Whenever he sat down to eat, he invited everybody in. This was the maestro with Rav Huna. Is Omar Rava said, kulhu metzina mekaiman, everything I could do the same way he did, levar meho, except for the last thing, play metzina lemeva, the last thing to say, whenever I sit down to eat, I'm going to open up my door and say, whoever's hungry, whoever wants to eat, come and eat. That much I can't do. Shashi bar meho chutz mizu. The chol man, the boy, yevi ayav yochel. That I can't do. Why? Rava says, mishum de nefesh.